Blog Talk Radio.
Other friends on air, thank you very much for tuning in. Today we are talking about Aba music as presented by the Freemen. Freemen was called Freemen Rock Group, and they changed to Freemen Music Company, but then people still refer to them as Freemen Rock Group. So you could imagine switching around between Freemen Music Company and Freemen Rock Group, trying to represent the group. Today we are looking at that, and which is actually a strong representation of ABBA music. Freemen Music Company was led by Charles Eze, or Charlie. And we could easily refer to him as the Pounder, because when he is on stage, you cannot miss his presence because of the vibration, the energy coming out from his bass drums. He wasn't just a band leader. He was very much around when he's on stage. And the band was very, very strong. They performed songs like Funky Stuff. They performed songs like the Commodore's Machine Gun. And those songs by OJ's, by so many groups. That band was really, really very strong. And if anybody in ABBA was thinking about solo album, trying to go solo, to go to studio and do a recording, Freemen Music Company was a group that they always approached to back them up. And I remember the guy who was in the initial Masquerade show with Rebodaya and company. That man was the Yoruba character. His name on the show was Ajiboye. When Ajiboye was getting ready to travel overseas to the United States of America, after playing on Masquerade for some time, he decided to go do a solo recording. And I remember being at the rehearsal the day Ajiboye was rehearsing his music. But right now, let's see what the Freemen Music Company has to offer.
Happy, listen to our music.
Yeah, are you there? Was performing. Yeah, Nicole, are you there? So Bimi Saka was one of the singers. After some time, the band was performing without lead vocalist and frontline singer. They were all there on their instruments, and they performed and played both on stage and everywhere without having a frontline lead vocalist. Well, the group at this point brought in Bimi Saka, and that was same period that was on stage. So Bimi Saka sang this song. He says, "We can get it on." This is just one of their many songs, and I want to acknowledge that I got this number from Kumba and Reza. That's one guy who is really happening in the music industry relating to Abba music. This guy really has it going on. Kumba and Reza gave me this song because he knew that I was going to talk about the Free Men today. Well, the Free Men rock group was made up of Charles, the leader of the band, and the keyboardist was Benny Tudumi. Charles was the drummer himself as a band leader. Simeon was on the percussion. Ken was on the guitar. Jimmy Henshaw, was on the bass. But at this point in time, Bimi Saka had joined the band, so Bimi Saka sang this song, and Kofi also joined the band to play the keyboard because Benny went somewhere. You know something about keyboard players. At that time, keyboard players were in very high demand. So Benny could go. Something happened to the Sweet Breeze. Their keyboardist, I'm going to do Sweet Breeze very soon. Sweet Breeze, their keyboardist, was also in and out. Nestor Phillips, he was always in and out. And whenever Nestor Philip traveled, like overseas or United States or somewhere, to go do his business, the Sweetbriz will come to my house in their fully loaded van to take me to go play keyboards on behalf of Nestor Phillips. I was on tour with Sweetbriz in different places, somewhere, Hell Weary, and all that. So something happened with Benny. And I can say this is a major threat, T-R-A-I-T, threat of keyboard players, because I remember right now in the Apostles, we did Apostles last week, the keyboard player for Apostles was also called Ben, Benny. Ben left the Apostles and went somewhere, went on business also after he went solo. Then the Apostles also came to take me with them. I went on tour with the Apostles to Warri, Port Harcourt, and all those places. So that's one thing with keyboard players. And you can say, well, same applied to me, because when I left the Sweetbriz, Annie came and played on my behalf, who is actually younger brother to Uncle Sammy, the keyboardist of the Genesis. So this seems to be an off-tangent memory for keyboard players. And talking about keyboard players, let me get us to one thing that Benny played for the Apostles. This is the Apostles right now.
Realize it was just a stage.
Yes, that was the Apostles Rock Group of ABBA in their Never Too Late. So today's show actually is about the Freeman Music Company. But we listened to the Apostles Never Too Late because we mentioned something about the way the keyboard players went on their business, and Apostles Rock Group was mentioned in that process. But the Freeman Rock Group as a band was a very, very solid group. Everybody in the area knew them, and they made huge impact. Now, one after the other, Charles was a strong drums player, and Freeman was not his first group. He had played other groups before he came and formed the Freeman with his friends. Now, he was highly experienced. He was a very mature man. Charles could do a lot of thinking, a lot of critical thinking, and he could figure things out. He was so highly technical in the things he did. So he was leading the band with a lot of knowledge, technical knowledge, to set the band, to lead the band, to negotiate business, and to look at electrical sides of things and make sure that the band operates well. That is Charles for you. He was a very, very kind man also, very, very kind, but he could be strict also. If you want him to be strict, he can be strict to the T. That's who Charles is. Now, I'll talk about Jimmy Henshaw. Jimmy Henshaw was a man who renewed himself. Every once in a while, you find out that Jimmy Henshaw has renewed himself. Jimmy Henshaw is a huge guy, very, very strong in bass. I do not know any funky bass player. When I talk about Jimmy Henshaw on the bass guitar, I do not know any other funky bass player. Jimmy Henshaw will play bass, and at a certain point, he will put the bass up there and use his teeth to play bass. I mean, he will use his teeth to pull the string, and he will just mesmerize everybody on stage. That's who Jimmy Henshaw is. When the world was still sleeping, Jimmy Henshaw was slapping his bass. Jimmy will slap the bass. He will play slap and slap and slap. And the vibration coming out from his bass guitar, you'll be wondering, where in the world is this thing coming from? It is from his bass guitar. That is Jimmy Henshaw. I will tell you more about the other members of the Freeman Rock Group. Just just listen to Don't Freak Out by Arthur Fretz, Yours Sincerely. That is a funk piece, which also can be classified under boogie. That is the kind of place you can find Jimmy Henshaw. He makes a huge mark on that kind of music. He will pull the strings and he will get everybody to boogie down. That's who Jimmy Henshaw is. So a song like Don't Freak Out will put Jimmy Henshaw at his peak of performance. Now, going on to the members of the Freeman Rock Group or Freeman Music Company, we had Kenny. Kenny, or we call him Ken. Ken was a lead guitarist. One thing about Ken is that you will not hear his voice. No matter what you do, you are not going to hear his voice. Ken will just get on stage, frown his face, mean business, hold on to his chords, and just give you the rhythm backing while you are singing or doing whatever you're doing. And once you get off the microphone and it's time for him to take solo, he will show you what is called expertise in lead guitar. One thing about Ken was that Ken did not rely on cosmetics. When he plays his guitar, he is not a cosmetic person on his guitar. He plays dry and clean notes, and he will go as fast as the music requires, and he will go as slow as the music requires. Ken was an expert, and one thing Ken did was, if he heard anything from, let's just say, Santana, back in the day, I'm talking about Motown era here. If Ken heard anything from Santana, he will go back in his room, pick up his guitar, and begin to try what he heard. And a lot of times, those things turned out to be easy for Ken. They did. But one thing Ken told me was, when he heard two notes or something like that, it was like, double note going on in a solo play on lead guitar. He traveled all the way from Aba to Port Harcourt to to talk to Head Funk. He went to Head Funk because Fela Day was on the guitar, and Fela Day played something that Ken was wondering, where is this coming from? He traveled to Port. I didn't know that anyway, but Ken told me the story, how he went to Port Harcourt to talk to Fela Day about that play. You know, it's something that you use to begin a solo. You also use it to end your solo if you are playing the guitar. So that thing so much fascinated Ken. He had to go to Port Harcourt to talk to Fela Day of the Head Funk. And what I'm going to do, treat Head Funk for you so we can talk about that band, because that was one solid band. And when you talk about Head Funk, you begin to remember things like the Blow, B-L-O, Blow. You cannot talk about Blow without remembering Head Funk. And you cannot talk about Head Funk without remembering Blow. So Ken has brought into talking about Head Funk and then talking about Blow. Because back in that Motown era, these bands were larger than life. So Ken was a remarkable guitar player. The wondrous thing about Ken was that you would not hear his voice. You would not. And when he's playing his guitar, he's either standing up, meaning business, no friendships, he's on duty, he's doing business. Not like me when I'm on stage playing the keyboard. And I'm looking around, I'm laughing or smiling, I'm having fun. Ken is also having fun, but he does not tell you or show you that he's having fun. He's just enjoying his expertise playing the guitar. And when he's done with his solo, he goes back into the rhythm. And when Ken holds the chords, the background of the music is very, very rich. Talking about the way Ken plays, let me go to a song by Positively Nelsons. This is a group of two sisters in North Carolina in the United States of America. Ozzyan Duval is one of the singers with his sister. Let me bring them to you right now. That's the Positively Nelsons in Raleigh, North Carolina. There is no mountain so high, no valley so low. And when you hear that song, I know your mind will go to somebody like Marcia Griffiths. You will also remember the I3, the three women who backed up Bob Marley when he was on stage. Of course, we know that one of them was his wife. And the three women made huge impact, you know. And when you listen to Positively Nelsons, you will remember, or you will feel like you are listening to the I3. Thank you, Alvian Duval. Thank you very much for that lovely piece of reggae. I can listen to that all day, believe me. And now the Freeman Music Company. I talked about Jimmy Henshaw. I talked about Ken. I talked about Charlie. Now, let me talk about Benny. Benny is the keyboardist of this group. When Benny's on stage, you cannot make a mistake. You will know that there is a keyboard player on stage because Benny is a very prolific keyboard player. He played keyboards for Jones in his album, Adako Adama. He played keyboards in Jones' album titled I Had a Landlady When I Was at Enugu. He also played keyboards for Christy Essien in her album Freedom. I was there. I was in all those rehearsals. I also played for Jones. And Benny played keyboards for Ajiboye of Masquerade. When Ajiboye did his song, Mama, My Love, I Really Want to See You. And keyboard is like Benny's food. And we're talking about Motown era. But guess what? In this day and age, Benny is still playing the keyboard and earning his living today playing the keyboard. I didn't go to see him when I traveled to his city, but I heard that he was at the Presidential Hotel in Enugu performing, but I could not go to see him. I've spoken to him over the phone a couple of times. Benny is one of the keyboard players that was, the unassuming ones. He was so unassuming, and he was an expert in playing the keyboards. Now, let's talk about Dan Igbaji. Dan Igbaji came on scene when Jimmy Henshaw left. Because Jimmy Henshaw left Freeman Rock Group to go and form a new band with his friends. So his friends got together with him. They formed a band that was called Eyes of Man. So they were not just a rock group. Jimmy Henshaw knew, like I said before, he does the boogie. Like you don't even know what to do. So when he left Freeman Rock Group or Freeman Music Company, he and his friends got together and formed Eyes of Man. They were very specific in calling it Boogie Band. Eyes of Man Boogie Band. And when you went to his show, you would not be mistaken whatsoever that this is Boogie from Dusk to Dawn. Jimmy could do the boogie, and his friends all did the boogie. Now, when I talk about Jimmy Henshaw and his friends forming the Eyes of Man Boogie Band, it brings to mind a group like Brass Construction. So that band called Brass Construction, they were out to play metal. They played metal, and they were not playing metal rock or hard rock. It wasn't even rock, it was funk. And it was funk in such a way that the boogie band will remind you of them. And I'm going to talk about Brass Construction sometime in future because it was also one of the ABBA music groups. So back to Jimmy Henshaw. Jimmy Henshaw formed that Eyes of Man boogie band when he left Freeman. Then the band went and sought out this man by name Dan. So Dan was a major bass player. One thing about Dan was that he was way, way, way different from Jimi Hendrix. When Dan is on stage, he will land his bass notes at every major bar. You cannot mistake it. You see the difference? Jimi Hendrix would take a solo in a hard beat. While Jimi Hendrix is playing his bass, he could take a solo while playing. Of course, people like it. People like his showmanship, his dressing, his attire, and his bass lines. He would almost take a solo almost everywhere. But he would land his notes, but play mostly solo. But when Danny Baggi came on scene, he was landing the notes. He wasn't playing solo anything. Dan Ibaji was not taking any solo with his bass guitar, but he would land the notes, and you know that this group played bass on stage. And when I think about Dan playing bass, actually it was Dan who played bass on my album. He played bass for me when I did my recording. And I know that there's another song that Dan played bass on. Let me see if I can get that song for you. Well, that song is not here right now. But let me take you to Free Man Music again so you can listen to his bass notes. Yes, that was the Free Man Rock Group. Yeah, let me draw your attention to the chorus. You probably heard a voice. I'm going to talk about that chorus in a heartbeat. Now, you listen to the bass notes. And the bass notes there that you heard reminds one of the bass notes of Henry Asutandu of the Apostles. I'm going to play their song in a little bit. But let me also talk about the vocals work or song you just heard now. The tiny high note you heard is the voice of Simeon. Simeon was a backup vocalist for the band, but playing the congas. So his instrument was the congas, but he, you know, was a backup singer. And Bemi Saka was the lead singer. Like I said, Bemi Saka joined the band after a while, because the band didn't have a lead vocalist, they were just playing instruments and singing. They did a very marvelous job of that. When they released their album, You Gotta Be a Free Man, it was just them, no lead vocalist. And then when Maxi Chooks approached them, when he left the Funkees went to London to play, but Maxi did not go with the Funkees. He stayed around in ABBA. and did a few acts here and there in the music industry. He was well known, and his middle name was Ludwig, which is, of course, the name of a major brand of drums, Ludwig. So a lot of people call him, hey, Ludwig, how you doing? Because his name is Ludwig, but Maxi Chooks is his real name. So Maxi Chooks approached the Freeman to back him up in his album, and I actually spent time learning the songs on Maxi Chooks' album. I almost memorized all, because his songs were meant, oh Lord, what was yesterday? Yesterday, yesterday. I wish that Maxi Chooks would take that song to the rest of the world. Yesterday. So the Freeman backed him up in that song. Simeon did backup vocals in that song. Dan played, I think it was Dan or Jimmy, played. Okay, yeah, it was the time that the band was just playing without a lead vocalist. They were backing different groups. They backed, as I told you, they backed Chrissy Essien, they backed Ajiboye, they backed Jones, and several other groups. Now, within the band also, there was this, when Ben left, I told you about Ellis Coffey. Ellis Coffey took over on the keyboards, and there's a song that Ellis Coffey wrote. I don't have that song today. I'm going to play it someday. That song, talking about how beautiful the world is. That song is a song that can touch your heart. Talking about decency, it says, there's nothing like decency here. There's nothing like justification. Destination time, we don't know when we will say the world would end. That's a song that Coffey Ellis wrote, and on stage, he would lead vocals on that song. This song can touch your heart any day. So Ellis Coffey was a keyboardist after Ben left. And on that same token, we had on the band a road manager by name Bob Loco. He was interacting with the people who booked the shows. He would go and look up the places and make sure that we're getting a good deal, we're going to the right place, and how we can go without getting lost, and making sure everything goes. He's like a roadie, Bob Loco. He was a very nice guy. I knew him through Simeon. Then we had another guy who was a stage hand by name Dyke. Dyke was a very ambitious guy. I loved his ambition so much. When he was a stage hand for the Freeman, we would all always travel together, and he would make sure that the instruments are well set. He would be so nice to everybody. He served with humility, and he was a great guy. He was also a huge guy, you know, of good stature in the body. Then as time went on, Dyke fell so much in love with the bass guitar. He left the band and traveled all the way to Port Harcourt to join a band where he would learn how to play the bass. He spent several months over there, and when he came back to ABBA, he had become a bass player, but I did not follow his career. Another guy on the lineup was, we call him Kilompa. So this guy, Kilompa, he is known right now as Kilompa. That's his business name. He is a video production expert. He's also a professor at the UNC Greensboro campus. This guy was very, very close to the band. He was always around. He was actually, I would say, on the security detail for the keyboardist, Ben. Because anywhere you see Ben, you will see Kilompa there. I don't know whether Kilompa was protecting Ben or whether he was a junior friend, but you know, he was always around, and he's a professor at the UNC Greensboro right now, film productions and all that. So Freeman Rock Group, or Freeman Music Company, was a very, very great group. Before I go back there, let me give you one more song from the Positively Nelsons.
If I give my child a toy gun, he'll have some.
Positively Nelsons, a reggae group based in, I would say, North Carolina in the United States of America. But I know that they are in and out of the of St. Croix. They're always performing in St. Croix, Virgin Islands. They are always going to U.S. Virgin Islands to perform. And they have very, very good reggae music. And you just cannot miss them. You cannot. And her performance, you know, sounds just similar to one that I would like us to listen to also. These people will help to touch our lives. Listen to Grace Fred on this song. That was Grace Fred. The previous one, or the prior one, was by Positively Nelsons. And when you listen to that one by Positively Nelsons, you would easily remember singers like Lucky Dubé. And that was good music right there. And then this last one, titled Darling by Grace Fred, is also capable of reminding you of singers like Margaret Singana and Marsha Griffiths and some of them. These are good music that you can enjoy. One thing is that Freeman Rock Group, even though we call them Freeman Rock Group, they would play rock and roll. They will play pure funk. And they will also play reggae. They play all those songs. And it doesn't matter the genre, they will play it. That's why people wanted to gravitate towards the Freeman when they want to go solo. Because the guys on that group, they are highly accomplished in music. and they can always understand where you are going. They will be there with you. They will play the song, and they'll give you what you want. If it's boogie, they will do it. If it's funk, if it's bump, they will do it. That's a Freeman rock group. I remember that I remember that was a very, very solid guy, and he always made sure, I remember that very clearly, he always made sure that the music that you want will be given to you exactly the way you want it. Even though they play funk as their own main thing, when you're on stage with them or you are in the recording studio, your music will just come out. Just take a look at Christy Essien's Freedom. Just look at Freedom. That is Christy Essien right there. But it has the signature and the fingerprint of the Freeman plastered all over the place. That's why every artist in Africa wanted the Freeman Music Company to back them up in their recording sessions. You want to hear bass drums, you will get it because the pounder is on the drums. You want to hear the bass, then the notes are being landed by the bass player. So you want the guitar, then the guitar player is serious, he means business, he is holding on to his chords, and when it's time for solo, with the highest level of discipline, Ken will play the guitar. And when Kofi was there, Kofi will hold the chords and the music will flow in the background. But when Benny was on the keyboard, of course, the music will also flow in the background. But what happens is when it is time for solo on the keyboards, you cannot be looking for the keyboard player. You cannot, because he is right there before you. He is playing. He is right there before you. So when we talk about the things that happened between 1970 and 1980 in the music industry in Abba, we're talking about the people that walked across the Mosque Street by Pound Road and Park Road and Milverton Avenue and all those areas, some parts of St. Michael's and some parts of Jubilee Road. I know that Benny lived on Jubilee Road. I was at his house one day. I mean, Benny told me, the keyboard player for Freeman. He and I were at home one day at his house sampling records. We pulled up his shelf where these vinyl records are. It was a heap like a mountain. We began to play these songs. We're going through them one by one. Now, let me tell you one song that drew his attention so much. Silver Convention. Silver Convention drew his attention so much. What he did was he went out and purchased the cassette copy of Silver Convention because he had the album. When he purchased the cassette copy of Silver Convention, we were getting ready to go to Lagos for a recording. We drove all the way from Abba to Lagos. On our way to Lagos, Benny made sure that we played this audio cassette tape by Silver Convention. And what were they singing? Get up and boogie, ta-da-da-da-da. Get up and boogie, ta-da-da-da-da. Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. That's what it was going. And I was wondering, man, is it a combination of jazz and something else? Is it a fusion? What is this? But Silver Convention was very wonderful. We played that music almost all the way from Abba to Lagos. And then since then, Silver Convention would not escape my mind. And then again, it was at Benny Tudemi's house. Well, as we're going through those songs, that's where I picked Stevie Wonder's Village Ghetto Land. When I picked up that song, I rehearsed it, I learned it, I went on Now Sound. I was performing for Pal Akalono on Now Sound. Then I went up to Wings of Music, on Wings of Music, to talk to Osoche Ebuna. I said, Osoche Ebuna, I'd like to perform this song for your show, because it was not a song for Now Sound, Village Ghetto Land was just a soft song. Was it wasn't for Noun Sound. So when I spoke to Osachi Ebuna, he said, okay, bring it on. So I went on Wings of Music and performed that song by Stevie Wonder titled Village Ghetto Land. So Freeman had a lot of impact on people. There are so many people who passed through the Freeman rock group, passed through their hands in so many different ways. Jimmy J was a guy who rehearsed over and over with the Freeman. And I went to the rehearsal. I listened to Jimmy J on Pound Road. He was recording for a single, just two songs for his single that time. The two songs were good. Very, very nice songs. I'm still wondering what happened to Jimmy J and those his two songs. I'm still wondering. But Freeman Rock Group made a huge impact. Very, very huge impact. Let's see here, just a second. Let's see what the apostles have to say here. Yeah, that was the Apostles right there in Meregerimbogu, along with Bonya Kebem. That's Apostles, another leading ABBA group. So today we are talking about the Freeman Rock Group, the Freeman Music Company, Jimmy Henshaw, Ken Okabue, Charles Eze, Danny Baji, Benny Tudumi, Elis Kofi, Bemi Saka, Bob Loco, Simeon Anaba, Dyke, Arthur Fred, yours sincerely, Kilompa, and the rest of the gang on the Freeman Rock Group lineup. We really cannot thank you enough. We're coming again later. And next week we are going to talk about the Wings of ABBA. But we want to thank you very much for staying with us. Get ready for the Wings and call in and let us know what you think. By this time, Monday, 12 noon Eastern Time, we're going to talk about the Wings of ABBA squad. Nathan, Arinze, Malford Best, and Johnny Fleming, and Charles, and Emma China, and all those rest of them. But today, the Freeman Music Company was brought to us. We want to thank you very, very much, and enjoy the day, and talk to you next week.
$9 every month.
Ndị ka ha bụ gọọmenti, ndị ka bụ ndị otu mụ.
Anyị
ga-ehu ebe a nọ.
Hi, dear Hobana.
Would
I mention that Freeman, eh? Mm. Right now, Wings. I'm a Chelangana. I'm a Freeman before.
Mm.
Wings, I'm a Chelangana. I'll get for sweet to meet.
Okay.
In 3 days, and that group will show up below this place.
Okay. It's a nice.
Government in the email. So watch your EG. Their knowledge of the government will create opportunity.